Warrior Sound on the scene at the Rakuten Performance Center at Warriors headquarters. The team getting ready for four home games to come. The Atlanta Hawks visit on Friday. As the Warriors get ready, we're seeing Klay Thompson on the cover of Slam Magazine. And the guy that wrote the article, Svi Twersky, a good friend of the program, joined us to talk about the cover story and Klay's involvement and some things he learned.
Well, you know, out of the Warriors, big four, let's call them, Klay is the only one who'd yet to have a cover. So it was only a matter of time till he got his rightful place on the cover of Slam Magazine, which he had told me numerous times was his favorite read growing up. And once that came together, the idea, you know, was pretty obvious internally inside the Slam house, you know, from Adam Figman and those guys, to really capture Klay's personality on the cover. And for me, story-wise, it was truly, let's capture his personality in the story. And that goes from, hey, let's not interview NBA players and find out what they think about him, but let's interview his childhood friends, his high school friends, and really get to know the Klay Thompson off the court. Because everyone knows how he scores, everyone knows how he moves, but he's so quiet out there, no one knows anything about him. So we thought, hey, let's shed a little bit of light on him. And we decided to do with the tracks, because he's an eclectic guy, he has eclectic taste. It's not just rap, just country, just pop music. It's a little bit of everything. It's not just basketball. It's golf. It's skating. So we figured, hey, let's show the whole breadth of Klay Thompson in every way possible.
What did you learn about Klay, and you know him well, that you did not know previously?
Honestly, the two main things I learned are, one, if we think he is quiet now, we should have known him in high school, because there are teammates who said they didn't talk to him for the whole first semester that he was on the basketball team in high school. And there were guys who said, yeah, all they got were grunts, their looks. And when I talked to Klay about it, he said, yeah, you know, some of it was shell shock. You know, moving from PDX to Orange County to start in ninth grade is a shock on anyone. And I'm sure it's more of a shock when you are in, you know, an first overall pick son and son of a former NBA player. And I think the second thing I really learned was that everyone I spoke to said Klay Thompson is the amalgamation of his two parents. And he really is the outcome of two amazing people spending their time raising a great son in a way that would be right, whether he was a player or not. They just wanted him to be a great person.
This one is special in many ways, because Klay's story is very unique. When you were pitching the idea to the editors and saying, look, this is something we're going to do, and we're going to do it in a very special way, what were some of the things that you kind of brought to them and said, like, no, this is going to be a very different story?
You know, I've been pitching them on this story for a few years, and I think it finally hit home with them that Klay Thompson had made that leap from great to elite, and there was a lot of conversation around him. And as far as my internal pitch, it was more of like, hey, I don't think anyone can get more out of him than I can. Not because I know him better, but because I know his circle a little bit. Whether that was guys talking openly about his skateboarding days, or guys talking about his golf game, cracking on his chess game, we were able to get a level deeper than most people have access to. And, you know, all credit for that, honestly, goes to Klay and his friends for being willing to share, you know, their story with me.